You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, SiriusXM Radio, and Audible. We are distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, and 5050 Global Music, Inc. Shout out to our bands and artists that we manage from around the world. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Cleaver, Band of Family, Wicked Star, China Myers, Hollywood Nightmare, Freak Show, Berserk, Derek Webb, Thomas the Red, The Viking Comedian, Volk Hills, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Mortis the Devil's Reject, Actress Lillian Sin, Fallen Fury, Borderline Radio Show featuring your DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy, Burn the Ships, Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted, Boffy, a.k.a. Adam Nuke, and Lucas Humphrey. We're your hosts, Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, who's napping behind us, a.k.a. we're Jenny and the Muse. Damn third shift. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're also joined by our co-host, author China Myers from Pennsylvania.
Holla.
Derek Webb is on the phone, actor producer from New Hampshire.
No, you got it right.
First time. New Hampshire. I'm from Maine, so I'm a maniac.
Ah, so you can't say anything.
You're right.
I was
born. I'm talking shit about my neighbors below me.
Well, I was born in Maine.
Below me.
So. Where were you born?
I'm just kidding.
Huh?
Portland.
Fuck yeah. Portland. Where? Portland, Maine.
Oh.
Portland, Maine.
Yeah, they couldn't deliver me down here because I was 2 months premature. So they me to some
oh,
office.
Damn.
Okay.
They took you up north. And of course, the ever silent Giggles, who's somewhere, aka Tashina Saunders, the Blesbian. The ride or die, silent giggles, T-Dog, or T-Dog-a-Rooney, as we like to call her. But she's silent giggles, and she is silent somewhere in Los Angeles. I don't know where, but she's silent somewhere. Shout out to our bars and venues. Universal Bar and Grill. 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. Shout out to owner Greg Beer. Shout out to the Rainbow Bar and Grill, 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood. That is also Petey's place. Hopefully they'll be coming back around soon. 6025 Reseda Boulevard in Tarzana, California. Shout out to owner Petey Portello. And then, of course, now we're also working with characters in Pomona, California, as well as the Whiskey A Go Go in West Hollywood, California. So we're now kind of like, I guess, booking agents for them. And we're also in the process of becoming a booking agent for Sony Music as well. So so a lot of great things are going on, especially lately. So we're just going to keep this momentum going and see what we can, you know, continue to do. But we got a lot going on. We got a concert coming up this Saturday Come on out and join us this Saturday, October 9th at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California. We have some really amazing groups that are going to be playing that night. We have like rock covers, like a cover band, and then we also have three tribute bands. So we have doors open at 7. It's only a $10 cover charge to see four really amazing bands. And they're all powerhouses, you know, in their own right. So four bands for only $10. That's a really fucking good deal, in my opinion.
When is that?
Going out, hang out. This Saturday, October 9th. We've been planning this for a while now. We've had some band changes, but I think ultimately this is going to be a better show because of that.
Yeah.
So 8 o'clock, we have the Paul Collins Band. They do rock covers, you know, like popular rock covers. At 9 o'clock, we have Motor Babe. They're a female-fronted Motorhead tribute. So that's going to be really popular, especially here in LA, where Lemmy Kilmister, the lead singer of Motorhead, was huge, prominent figure before his passing. And even now, even after his passing, he's still very well known out here. Like if you go to the Rainbow Bar and Grill that we mentioned a few minutes ago in West Hollywood, California, you will see literally a gold statue of Lemmy Kilmister in the lobby next to the bar. And then his seat that he sat in religiously almost every fucking night for many years. I've sat in his seat and gotten my picture taken in it.
For real?
And then, of course, the whole top floor is all like, you know, decked out all like a like an homage to that man. So, oh, there's the muse. I feel like I'm in that movie Get Out.
Yeah.
How to eradicate Whitey.
Just kidding.
No.
Chicken, and he's mad. Oh, wait, no, he would never eat Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Me either. That place.
That's the Matrix chicken. Because
Popeyes.
If you know anything.
Popeyes.
Yeah, Popeyes. Well, Popeyes all the fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but if you know anything about KFC, I call it the Matrix chicken. Because chicken, it comes out with no beaks and like no feathers. And they're all strapped up to like fucking tubes and shit. They're like feeding them continuously with like, I don't know, gravy. I don't know what the fuck they're feeding the damn thing. Butter sauce. I don't know. Something.
But
it's fucking creepy. So that's like the Matrix where everybody was tied, you know, tied up to tubes and
feeding
tubes, all these little things. Yeah, it's like that. It's really fucking creepy. After I saw that, I saw a video on that shit and I was like, yeah, I'm never eating KFC again.
Yeah. I don't blame
unless it's the chicken strips. I'm okay with the chicken strips, just not the pieces of chicken.
I like chicken with flour on it. I don't like just plain fried chicken. Gotta have some flour, some love, you know?
So we talking like, well, see, I like that old school shake and bake.
Well, kind of like that, you know? With some
like the
site
seasoning, the herbs and shit in there, you know, mm-hmm. You shake it up in a bag.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty good.
So, Scott,
many things. First of all, yes, we have our guest tonight.
Thanks for coming,
Scott Plant.
Scott Plant.
From New Hampshire. Hell yeah. Derek Webb. I don't know if he's still here. Where is he? Are you here?
Care of his kids.
Are you here?
He forgot to unmute himself, I guess.
Can you guys hear me?
He's in the other room changing baby number four's diaper. Where are you at?
Can you
he's
guys
just
hear
a
me?
Rogue. He has no real Derek.
I guess tonight he's just a booking agent because he got Scott Plant to be booked on the show. So now he's done his job. He can skedaddle.
Yeah.
What's up, Scott?
Tell us about yourself.
Yes, please. Tell us about you.
Tell them about me. How about you guys ask me some questions? I'm an open book.
Okay. Here. Okay. You go first, China.
All right. When did you get started? Two questions. When did you get started and who inspired you?
Those are really good questions when it comes to music. So I started singing at a really young age. I went through a lot of turmoil in my earlier years, and music was a vent for me, you know, so I would blast, you know, particularly late 90s, early 2000s, hard rock music. Like, I was like greatly influenced by like Linkin Park, Breaking Bad, and then Papa Roach and bands like that. And, you know, I would crank them up on my stereo in my room, and I just, you know, I wasn't, I'm not the guy that was like born with the talent to sing. I like, did it so that I just eventually was like, oh, I'm actually not that bad at this. And then,
so you practiced, you're saying?
Yeah, basically that's what it is. I practiced my ass off without realizing it. I was just using it to use it as an emotional vent to kind of get rid of the chaos that I was dealing with internally at the time. And therapy for me, and I stuck with it so much that it became part of who I was and part of what I did. And yeah, those are a lot of the bands that influenced me, but I have influences all over the place. I mean, if you guys checked out my social media platforms, you'll notice
very versatile. Very versatile.
Yeah, I got stuff. I'm all over the place. And that's because, so, you know, I'll share a little story with you. So in my early 20s, I'm very open about this. I just performed behind the walls of a prison. Speaking about this, I've had drug and alcohol problems throughout my life. And the very first time that I got sober from drugs and alcohol, I went to a treatment facility, and I was just kind of like messing around, and I would sing here and there. And then all the people at the facility started trying to get me to sing. You know, so they'd be like, hey, sing this song. So I'd sing that song. And then it kind of caught on with the counselors. And the counselor that I was seeing at that time sat me down during the session. She said, you've been given a gift, and you are, you know, morally obligated to use that gift to make an impact on somebody's life.
Amen.
And I took that really personally.
Oh, yeah.
I auditioned for a band out in Tennessee. At that time, they flew me out. I auditioned. The same night I auditioned, they're like, yep, you're the guy. So I came back to New Hampshire, packed my bags, and moved to Tennessee for like 4 or 5 years. I lived down there, played a lot of shows, good times. And, you know, things didn't really work out with the band in the end, but we put out some good stuff. And I came back here and still continued with it. And, you know, my life kind of eventually crashed and burned after that. And, you know, because once again, I had fallen back into the negative lifestyle that I lived previously throughout my life. I mean, and this is a very long story, very, very short. But regardless, my living my life wound me up serving almost 4 years in state prison. And even starting in county jail, all the guys in the you know, units, they knew I sang. So they would write out these notes on paper of these songs that they wanted me to sing. And when the doors closed at 10 o'clock at night, it was concert time. So I put my face in the crack of the door, and I'd sing these songs that these guys wanted me to sing, you know, and they would roar and bang on the doors. And, you know, I carried that with me through the system. And, you know, I still... kind of misbehaved myself and didn't do the right thing and found myself in some bad situations. But in the end, I was put onto recovery inside of New Hampshire State Prison, where I got sober for the last time. So I've been sober for almost 5 years now.
I was going to say, how long have you been sober? 5 years?
Yeah, almost 5 years. I haven't drank alcohol in almost 10 years, but I haven't done anything at all in almost five.
Okay. What would you say to our listeners to talk to people who have been through what you're going through? What would you say to them to help them if they're struggling right now?
Reach out for help if you need it. Quit. Never give up.
You broke up. Say that again.
Said, reach out for help if you need it. Never give up. Never quit. Never accept that life as your reality. Always have an understanding of self-value. So what helped me to kind of come out of that was this moment. Now, I believe in greater things. I choose to call it God. I don't force nothing on nobody. I'm not a certain type of religion. I'm not a certain type of anything. I meditate. I pray. I do anything I can to connect myself to what I believe that that thing is. That thing helped me to get a better understanding of the value that I had for myself. Now, a renewed value for myself, you know, I was able to start taking actions towards the health of myself, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, you know. I've been very heavy into fitness for the last, you know, almost 5 years too. I've had multiple world record attempts. I'm actually wearing this thing right now because I had a really bad accident with the fitness stuff recently, which put me out of commission. That's a whole nother story. But yeah, it's just, you know, don't quit. Don't accept that life as your reality. Anybody who's going through that, almost everybody I've ever met that's ever battled with it, they're beautiful people on the inside, you know, but their conditioning and their programming and their thought systems, and their beliefs, you know, it kind of created this individual that is kind of carrying them through life, and they need to understand who they truly are on the inside, you know, and all those ideas and the beliefs, all the...
You're breaking up.
Sorry. But it was just getting myself to a point where I saw value in myself. Dealing with that, it's so important to find some value in yourself and know that you're worth way more than that life that you're living.
Right, right. Well,
I agree.
That's really, really good advice. And I think people out there who are struggling right now hear you and feel you, because addiction and self-loathing is one of the most crushing things a human being can go through. And you know yourself, it's all up here, you know. And when you learn to control your mind and have a new belief for yourself, I think you can go further. Before you do that, do you agree?
Yeah, and it's practice. Like you're not going to go from being this compulsive
person,
self-disciplined person overnight. It doesn't happen.
Very true. It doesn't happen to anybody. Exactly. Even if you don't have struggles.
Yeah.
You
know? Exactly.
Because we're human beings. Exactly. You know? And I hate to sound religious, but we're sinful, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were born that way for a reason.
Exactly. So, I'm going to ask one more question and I'll let everybody else finish. Okay. What gave you the name for Completed?
The
song Completed. How did you, Complicated. How did you find out? Because I like that song. How did you come up with that name?
Complicated.
Is that your song?
I don't think so. Put that on the audio file. If the name is there, the name is in the subject line.
Right. So what was the name of it then?
I'm not sure.
Through?
Let's see. So we have, I sent you guys Tiffany, which was...
She doesn't get the same emails as me. Okay. I sent, Destiny,
The Light,
Ashtray, The Light, and Shane's song, which isn't released yet. So
okay, The Light. How did you come up with that name?
Well, I was I've been dealing with some severely bad like medical issues for quite a few years, and it has caused me to go attacking my. I have brain lesions, which they ended up finding out that I have like traumatic brain injury through just the way that I lived my life for many years, and it's attacking my central nervous system.
So you have MS?
It's similar, very similar to MS, CTE, and other ailments like that. And doctors haven't pinpointed it for me to say exactly which one it is. And it's been a really long road, because at first they thought that the attacks that I was having, these hypersensitivities, severe panic, vertigo, all these issues, they at first, because I was seeing a mental health counselor, were trying to treat it as if it was health problem. Well, in the end, you know, they corrected themselves because they finally sent me for MRIs. They found big, large lesions on my frontal cortex and on my reptilian part of my brain in the back.
Wow.
And then they realized,
wow.
Yeah, they realized that everything that they had, you know, come to believe or thought that it was not. It was everything that I told them that it was for many years. I kept telling them, I am the most composed and sane person you will ever meet in your life. Mm-hmm. I have a guided meditation certificate. I take other people through their own personal mental struggles. Okay. Now I have my own, of course, because I still deal with, you know, with depression and anything that a lot of people deal with. But I'm very mentally sound, and all the things that they were trying to treat me for.
So they were trying to treat you for mental illness when it was actual physical.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
And in the end, you know, they realized their mistake. It has been a process to take me off of the medications that they had originally put me on, that it was, you know, a mental health issue, and started to approach it from a physical standpoint. But what inspired the light was, so I have a beautiful, amazing fiance, and these attacks, sometimes it's like having a panic attack, vertigo, like just this multitude of hypersensitivity, like a migraine.
Oh, wow.
You can't handle light, sound. And I have had episodes where that attack has lasted literally 9, 10, 11 weeks straight of nonstop bed like that.
Oh, wow.
And holding on. Holding on.
Wow.
Yeah, holding on to life, like during those moments, and like building this for years. I had this immense focus. I mean, I worked out like a psycho, because it's how I battled it, how I combated it. I ate, I took essential oils. I did all the healthy things that I try to get my body back into harmony, so as that it wasn't, you know, out losing control, but
out of whack. Yeah.
Yeah. But the inspiration for that song was,
yeah,
you know, I open the song by saying, I can't bear to think you watching over me in a casket as the tears roll down your face. So I hold on to faith that things will someday change and the pain inside my heart will go away. And I wrote that song because in the moments that I really didn't want to hold on to life anymore and I really wanted to let go, you know, seeing her gentle soul next to me, knowing the damage that it would cause to my family, that what gave me strength to get through those moments.
It was deep. Yeah.
Well, you know what we're going to do? That sounds like a great segue to playing The Light.
The Light.
By Scott Plant.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Really. Right, you better mute yourself, Derek. We're going to play The Light by Scott Plant.
What?
Awesome.
That was awesome, man.
You didn't see it coming, did you, Scott? I played video.
Who did your video? That was awesome.
Sergio from Wildthorn Productions in Northern New Hampshire. Been doing all of my work lately. He's the one that's been doing my latest album that I'm hopefully going to be releasing very soon. I'm actually going to be divvying up the, I have like 20 tracks recorded, and I'm going to be divvying them up. And it's been very hard to market myself as a multi-genre artist with an album with all different genres on it. So I'm separating my rock tracks from my inspirational tracks, and I'm creating two separate released albums to be probably titled like The Light in the Dark. And
I like the name. Yeah. You're that's very talented.
It's kind of like very nice.
Yeah. It's an honor to have you. It really is.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah. I really like it. What else do we got for him? Is there another song?
We've got two. We've got three more songs. One's a video, one's an audio track. Because like you had a couple different ones on there for Destiny, but I wanted to do like the song part, like the MP3 you sent me though, because I thought that was the best version. Because the video, like you had like the long video that was like 10 minutes that was featuring the other artists. And then you also had the 3 minute one that wasn't a video. It was just like, you know, a steady picture with the music playing. So I thought maybe we would just do the audio instead on that one.
Okay.
Because it sounded like the best version when I listened to all of them. Yep. I thought that one sounded the best because that's like your most final cut. And then we have Ashtray, which I am doing like the video for that.
Yeah.
And then we have the song that you haven't released yet also as an audio. So we'll play like that one as like a teaser at the end or something, like to kind of showcase.
Yeah, and something you have that. So I write families who have lost loved ones, addiction, cancer, suicide. I basically sit down with them through like a music therapy thing, kind of this thing that I myself to be able to give back to people. And that song,
it'll change. Good for you.
It's perfect. Yeah. Lost their son to his drug addiction, and I can't go out for it. Help on son to them. They're a really beautiful family.
That's one of my biggest nightmares, or my biggest like worries in life. China knows.
That's
my biggest fears.
You guys are breaking.
That's one of my biggest fears in life.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest fears in life is losing my son.
Exactly. And it is a tough thing for these mothers to go through. You know, I've worked with quite a few now. And, you know, it's something that it just stays with them for seemingly forever. It's just difficult. It's like a goes missing.
No parent should outlive their children. So I don't know. Are your mom and dad still alive or with you?
Yeah, my mother is still in my life. My father's still in my life. We have.
Well, I know they're glad that you're still here and you're okay now. Yeah. I know it brings them probably great, amazing, profound joy that you're still here.
Yeah, so. They're proud to see you because they say, about where I've been, and we don't have time on radio podcast for me to tell you where I've been. Where I've been is some really dark, bad places and situations, you know. And for them to see me go from that to where I am
you are now,
I crawled my
way. Amazing.
And it's a miracle, and I give that up to something greater than myself because. You know, the moment that I had that realization that I was worth more than the life that I was living, it wasn't me.
You're preaching to the choir because I know what you're saying. I've been down and out, and you're right. It's something better than you that helped you, right?
Yeah, you just, for this moment, you just feel unbelievable grace. You know, they call it a lot of things. I dove into every religion you could ever think of just to try to get a bit broader idea of what that thing meant to me. I wanted to take in all the information and then generate an idea for myself. And, yeah, they call it a lot of different things around different parts of the world. It all kind of means the same thing, and it is. It's grace. It's just this, like, amazing peace right. that comes over you, this clarity that comes over you where you know that you're being affected by something outside of yourself that's really guiding and directing your thoughts and your behaviors and your feeling. Right. Just it changes your life. It changes yeah. the way that you look at life.
Oh, definitely.
I think we should play Destiny next.
Most definitely.
Do it.
Okay.
Because I think that that really kind of speaks to that subject, you know, the destiny, you know.
Yeah, let's do it.
And, all right, we're going to play Destiny next by Scott Plant on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. If I focus enough to see what I want, will it be real? And can I materialize what I see in my mind if I believe that it's there? Hell to the
yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Still gives me goosebumps. Now picture this right now. So in the unit that I got sober in and started writing a lot of my songs that you're hearing right now, I got to go back. I got clearance. It took a year for me to get clearance to go back into the prison.
You went back in? That's a first.
Played a concert.
Oh, wow.
At the end of the concert, during that song, at the buildup at the end, I've got over 100 men.
They were roaring.
Yeah, standing up out of their seats. It was an amazing experience. It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, because they
could. Thank God in this one case, that was a good thing.
That's just phenomenal. Yeah, right?
as long as it wasn't a mass riot, we're good.
No, yeah. they gave us an emergency
prison break.
They gave you what?
Emergency buttons to keep on our hips just in case. So if something you hit the responder and then it like sends out a signal to all the correctional officers in the facility to come to your location.
Oh, well, I think Johnny Cash did that, right? He went in and to prison and did a concert, right?
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah. Actually, I looked it up, and actually a lot of bands that they did the same thing. There's like 10 like primary bands heard of that have actually gotten clearance to go back into prison facilities to perform concerts. I mean, very few, obviously. And I'm actually the first person in New Hampshire to do it, which, you know, was an honor to me to be able to do that and to go over there and speak to these men and then perform a concert for them. It's a blessing.
All right. Well, that we got another song we got to play before the end.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Ashtray. And can you, Ashtray, can you tell us real quick what that's about before we play it?
Astray is, it was my...
Oh, Astray.
Yeah.
For some reason. Astray. My bad. I don't know why it looks like Astray. I'm blind as a fucking bat. Okay, Astray. All right.
Everybody makes that mistake. It's totally cool.
Okay, Astray. That makes more sense now.
Yeah. So that was my moment where I had kind of surrendered, you know, because going through everything that I was going through, sometimes you get to this place mentally where you kind of, you know, like you said, you start to loathe. You're like, why? Why is this happening? You know, and that was my moment of just kind of surrendering, like, you lead the way. As long as I know that I am where I'm supposed to be, I'm cool and I'll face whatever I have to face. You know, because storms don't come to last forever, and I know that. You know, there's light on the other side of every storm. You just got to get through it. And sometimes it takes a little longer. Sometimes it's a little shorter. You never know. You have no control over your external circumstance. Mm-hmm. You do have control over is your mind and your heart.
And your reaction.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. React to those.
You know what? No one's perfect. And we've all been led astray.
Amen. Amen.
By Scott Plant, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Astray.
Astray.
Live where this is. Townsend.
That was good. Why did it end? Yeah. So
that was amazing, man.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, so cool thing about that, that song, along with the Identity Crisis album that I have released, I ended up getting to work with a guy that I looked up to and admired in my younger years, Brett Hesla, who was the touring bassist for the band Creed. You guys remember the rock?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Of course.
Yeah, and he went on to be the front of Dark New Day, which was like a super group of him. Members of Seven Dust and stuff. So I got to do a lot of track.
Oh yeah,
writing with him. We co-wrote some songs together. Nice. So that was a cool experience for me too, and an accomplishment for my life to go out to Tennessee and track some songs with him out there.
Yeah, I bet.
Why is it our damn show? The 50 minutes goes by so effing fast.
No. It's crazy. I mean, it seems like we just got started and now it's almost over.
Well, that's kind of a good thing, because
imagine that
if it was dragging,
we're gonna have to do the Derek Webb birth controls fundraising campaign that will go to pay for a longer show every
week. Better service.
Real talk on the block. Yes. It's gonna make that show like a 2 or 3 hour broadcast versus a 1 hour. And a 5 day week, 5 days a week thing instead of just one. Love you, Derek.
Okay, Jenny.
Oh, there he is.
I give Derek shit every fucking week.
Yeah,
it's like he's my little brother that rides the short
bus.
Because
I bring you your audience and your fans.
Oh, I see. I'm the only reason I'm popular and are on Sony is because of you, Derek. I got you.
Yeah, right?
Had nothing to do with all this. Anyway, we want to thank Scott Plant for being on our show today. Singer-songwriter.
Thank you, Scott.
Amazing. Just thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, man.
And can you please tell all of our viewers and listeners around the world where they can find you, social media, website, your streaming platforms, that kind of thing.
You can find me anywhere. So I'm a solo artist, so just Scott Plant, Plante. You can find me on any single social media platform there is. All you got to do is type in my name, Apple Music, Spotify, Twitter, Instagram, my Facebook, basically anywhere that you can find any type of content or content, it's released.
Cool. I know on Instagram, you're Scott Plant Music.
Yeah.
And then he even has his own like Facebook group, about his music. So just type in Scott Plant, Plante on Facebook and you can find everything, his group and everything. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate you.
Thanks.
But you know what? Don't go anywhere, everybody. Stay tuned, because up next at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, is those crazy, wacky motherfuckers from The Mentality Show. Don't go anywhere. Next week, we'll be back with reality TV star David Amerman. Just call him 12-pack. This is Denny and the Muse.
See you guys.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.